You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
State of the States with US correspondent Jason Leopold.
Hi, you're tuned into 95BFM. You're on The Wire. I think I have Jason Leopold on the phone. Jason?
Hello? Hey there, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah, busy week, I imagine.
Trying to welcome in our new president and absorb the fact that this is happening.
Definitely. I mean, I guess this is basically all we're going to be talking about today. So I'll start off by asking, do you really think it looks like he'll launch a full-scale investigation into potential voter fraud?
I actually think that that was more of a knee-jerk reaction. One, there isn't any voter fraud. There's no evidence of it. So he would be using taxpayer dollars to launch an investigation into something that doesn't exist. So I don't see that getting off the ground. And again, you know, that is something that it's unclear who would be spearheading that investigation. Would it be the Justice Department? Would it be the FBI? And again, you know, Donald Trump is talking about this because yesterday he said that he still believes that he should have won the popular vote, and that he went into his conspiracy theory rant of that he was a victim of voter fraud, and it was due to voter fraud is why he lost the popular vote.
Jason, it's John Michael here. Just wondering, does he have widespread support for that theory? I mean, does he have Republican backing? Does he have any Democrats backing that theory?
He certainly does not have any Democrats backing that theory. And as far as Republicans, no. Nobody has stepped forward to say that they support that belief, that theory, that that they would, you know, back such an investigation. Nobody has stepped forward to say that thus far. I mean, there's obviously was a concern, or there was a hope, I should say, that the candidate Donald Trump, who campaigned and used social media and Twitter to lash out, to make announcements, would be set aside after he was sworn into office. And what we're seeing now is that that same person is still there. That you know, obviously Donald Trump, the president now, is still affected by you know, the media, and still in need of some sort of attention.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's also just been like just the rate of how much he is changing every day. You know, it seems to be like every day there's a new thing he's implementing. And just going off that, it came out today that he's signed the executive order to actually put the wall up. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, that's actually, look, he's making good on his campaign promises. That's that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. He said he was going to do this, and he's doing it. I mean, right now, what this is, it's just an executive order. It's just paper. It's paper basically saying that, you know, he wants money to be set aside to be used for building this wall. He wants to go after sanctuary cities that kind of give, in the words of the Trump administration, safe haven to illegal aliens. He's following through on that. He's following through on his campaign promise. At this point, what needs to happen, though, is that Congress needs to earmark those funds and needs to extend those funds to this effort.
So you're talking.
I think that. Yes, I'm sorry.
So you're talking about American funds there. I thought his big pitch was that Mexico was supposed to be paying for the wall.
Yeah, that's But if you look at the executive order, that's not going to happen. No, I mean, you know, I think his point was that they'll end up paying for it on the back end. Yes, this is, you know, this is what's just kind of hilarious about it, is that that's just not the case. Mm. You know, there's also an executive order about, banning foreigners from at least 7 Muslim countries.
Does that include refugees?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now they're putting a 30-day, kind of like a 30-day review in place. But this is exactly what, you know, what he campaigned on, what he said he would do. And he's doing it. Even going as far as we know, taking another look at the CIA's interrogation program, perhaps opening up those black site prisons again. That's something that that they're looking at as well. It's actually all coming to fruition. So it's remarkable that this is actually happening.
And what can you tell us about the Dakota Access Pipeline? What's happening there?
So the Dakota Access Pipeline, as well as the Keystone Pipeline, these were two big projects that the Obama administration also wanted to, you know, follow through on and build. Eventually what happened was that they decided, not to follow through on it after the Army Corps of Engineers said it wasn't it wasn't a good project. And he just signed an executive order basically calling for that to be, to follow through on that, to actually restart the process by which the government would build that. So he's moving forward on both of those, on Keystone and Dakota.
Yeah, just going off that, because all these things he's implementing are basically, as it seems to be, being implemented by executive orders. Just to clear up, how do these executive orders work? Does he still need to get some form of party support for these, or is it sort of an overreaching order?
No, he doesn't. Excuse me. He, for some of this, he needs money. Okay, mm-hmm. So he needs to... You know, the money needs to be set aside by Congress, but on the executive orders, he just can issue the executive orders. This is what George Bush was criticized about quite a bit, is that, the number of executive orders that he issued, and the same with President Obama. And so Donald Trump can issue executive orders as well and move forward in that way.
The way you talk about executive orders, Jason, they seem to be something that's got more and more used more frequently as time's gone by. Can you kind of explain why that is?
Yes, it's because it was far easier for presidents to get their policies or essentially to see their policies carried out as opposed of going through Congress. So executive orders were only supposed to be used, in emergency certain circumstances. Since 9/11, they've been used quite a bit as a way of bypassing Congress. So Congress would not actually have to, pass the law, but the president, can essentially bypass Congress, issue an executive order, and that becomes the law, so to speak.
Do you think that's going to be a common thing throughout Trump's presidency? Because, it's only been a couple of days this side. Do you think it's going to carry on as a trend?
That's a great question. I actually think it will. What will be very interesting, though, is to see when he actually starts to work together with Congress. Mm. At least the Republicans on certain legislation. I think right now it's not a surprise that he's using executive orders to make good on his campaign promises, but there's going to be other policy positions or other policies that he's going to want Congress to carry out. So it'll be interesting to see if he's supported on that.
We've been hearing quite a bit here in New Zealand about how Trump's been cracking down on things like the Environmental Protection Agency and that there's issued a media blackout. Can you tell us more about what's happening towards in the relationship between the Trump administration and the media in the United States?
Yeah, we've been trying to kind of get to the bottom of it over the past 48, 72 hours. It's been a radical change, essentially. The relationship between the Trump administration and the media is, it's a chilled relationship. The Trump administration has instructed various environmental and scientific agencies to refrain from posting any news releases, to refrain from corresponding with the media, not even tweeting anything about climate change. So there's been this kind of, we're trying to find out what is going on. Basically what we were told is that there are new instructions in place, that the Trump administration has instructed these agencies to not to say anything until they look at their until they can look at their policies and make sure they're in sync with what the White House policies are.
Just going off that, what was your take earlier this week on Sean Spicer's, I think it was maybe his first press conference about the inauguration crowds? Because I read somewhere that it looked like he had just been told what to say. What was your take on that whole situation?
Alternative facts situation.
Yeah.
it was truly unreal. It was hard to, I don't know what any other word, it was unreal, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He was actually saying that, what he was saying was just not true. It was so remarkable because it was coming off of an exit by President Obama. Mm-hmm. And watching, this president leave, and then this radical change that was now in place. This administration, this new Trump administration, has upended everything that we've come to know. If they wanted to go in and blow things up, come into Washington and blow things up, well, that's certainly what they're doing. The press conference was just, it was ludicrous. It just didn't make any sense. The fact that they're presenting, as you noted, these alternative facts. They're lies is what it is.
Just before we go, Jason, has there been any polls since the election about Trump's popularity? What's happening there?
Yes, there have been some polls. He is... I think the popularity is 37%. That was the last number I saw. And it is by far the lowest popularity rating in more than a generation of a president. It's really, really low.
Sure, as it definitely seems like it's a pretty volatile environment to be a journalist in the States at the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. It seems almost like it's gone to... you look at those countries like Turkey and that sort of thing, they have the coups, and then they've, the tighter constraints. It's just... It seems from somewhere like New Zealand, we're watching it, we're just like, what is going on? I can't imagine what it's like to be there.
Talk to me in a week.
We will do.
Awesome. Thank you. That's all we have time for today. But thank you, Jason. And I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Cheers. Bye.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.